Are you ready?
We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the November 12th, 2024 session of the University City City Council to order at 6:30. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Teeman.
Present.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Fuller.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
Here. Before you have the agenda. During the study session, no one had any changes. You were free to make changes at this time if you'd like to do so. But hearing no motion to amend the agenda, I would take a motion to approve the agenda. Motion made by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Fuller. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. You also have on the agenda a proclamation in honor and memory of retired Chief of Police Lee Payne, born in 1941 through 2024. And seldom do we just read this, but I think due to the fact that Chief Payne was a dedicated employee of the city's for so long, I thought if you would indulge me, I would read actually the proclamation this evening. Whereas the courageous men and women of law enforcement provide a vital public service in safeguarding the rights and freedoms of our citizens. And whereas retired Chief of Police Lee J. Payne dedicated 35 years of his law enforcement career proudly serving the University City community and has the distinct honor and legacy of being the first African-American Chief of Police in the city of University City. And whereas Chief Lee J. Payne graduated from Soldan High School in 1959 from the 137th session of the FBI National Academy in Quantico, Virginia in 1984, and holds a Bachelor of Arts in Criminal Justice degree from Maryville College. And whereas Chief Lee J. Payne was a devoted husband to Barbara Payne, a loving father to Lynette Patrice Payne, Delia Rose Payne, Wayne Jackson, and forgive me if I mispronounce, Yelena Arbuthnot Martin, and Brenda Lee Winslow, who is deceased. And whereas Chief Lee J. Payne served the University City Police Department in many capacities, including detective, sergeant, assistant chief, and chief of police. And whereas during his tenure with our city, Chief Lee J. Payne, along with his team, helped the law department become nationally accredited with the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies, and he was a member of the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement. And whereas Chief Lee J. Payne demonstrated concern for the welfare and well-being of his fellow law enforcement officers and citizens by his actions and lifelong dedicated service to public safety. And now, therefore, on behalf of the Mayor, City Council, Police Department, staff, and the people of University City, we hereby extend our sincere sympathy upon the passing of Chief Lee J. Payne, while acknowledging all he did to make this world a better place for all and for being a role model for integrity, honesty, and compassion. Thank you very much. And again, our sympathies go out to the family of our former Chief Payne. To my colleagues, you have before you the October 28th, 2024 joint study session minutes with the Green Practices Commission. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the October
Honorable 20th. Honorable Mayor, as I was not present, I'd like to abstain from that vote, please. Sure.
We are now before the October 28th, 2024 regular minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Teeman, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Are you abstaining on this one as well, Mr. Fuller? You are. Thank you very much. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. I would like to nominate Barbara Santoro for appointment to the Land Clearance Redevelopment Authority. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I would like to nominate Ken Schechtman to the Green Practices Commission. Is there a motion? Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Teeman. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We now will turn it over to Councilmember Hales, who has three appointments, which we will do in one motion if technology works. If not, I'll step in. Mr. Hales.
I hope so. Thank you. I would like to nominate for reappointment Beth Gasparovic, Sylvia Morris, and Charlotte Colonna to the Civil Service Board.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fuller. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no swearings in this evening. Madam Clerk, do we have any requests to speak on non-agenda items?
There are none.
To all the citizens in the room or and anyone who would like to speak, there are sign-up sheets over by the door. If you'd like to speak either on an agenda item or non-agenda item, you need to fill out a form and put it in the basket up front. There's a citizen participation section now and then prior to the conclusion of the meeting. But hearing none, we'll move on to the next agenda item. Are there any council comments at this juncture? Hearing none, we have no public hearings. We'll now move to the consent agenda. On the consent agenda, you have items K1, 2, and 3. Is there a motion to approve the items on the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. Thiemann, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Mayor, there are no updates for this meeting.
Thank you very much. We now will move to unfinished business. We have bill number 9558. Madam Clerk, would you give us the second reading?
Bill 9558, an ordinance approving the third amended final development plan for the Crown Center for Senior Living located at 8348 through 8350 Dale Crest Drive in the PD-M Plan Development Mixed Use Zoning District.
We have the third reading.
Bill 9558, an ordinance approving the third amended final development plan for the Crown Center for Senior Living located at 8348 through 8350 Dale Crest Drive in the PD-M Plan Development Mixed Use Zoning District.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson. Councilmember Thiemann.
Aye.
Mayor Crow.
Aye. The bill has passed. We have no resolutions this evening. We have bill number 9559. Who would like to introduce? Mr. McMahon. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9559, an ordinance amending section 400.070 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to the official zoning map by amending said map so as to change the classification of property known as Adjusted Lot 1 of Market at Olive Plat 7 from Industrial Commercial District IC to Plan Development Commercial District PD-C.
Thank you very much. We have bill number 9560. Who would like to introduce? Introduced by Mr. Fuller. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9560, an ordinance approving a final development plan for Adjusted Lot 1 of the Market at Olive Development Plat 7.
Thank you very much. We now have bill number 9561. Who would like to introduce? Introduced by Mr. Smotherson. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9561, an ordinance approving a parcel development agreement in connection with the Olive Boulevard Commercial Corridor and Residential Conservation Redevelopment Plan and the Markets at Olive Community Improvement District and repealing ordinance number 7226.
Thank you very much. We now have bill number 9562. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Clay. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9562, an ordinance authorizing the City of University City, Missouri to issue its taxable industrial revenue bonds, Series 2024, in a principal amount not to exceed $32 million for the purpose of providing funds to pay the cost of acquiring and constructing an industrial development project in the city, authorizing the city manager to enter into certain agreements and to take certain other actions in connection with the issuance of the bonds, and repealing ordinance number 7227.
Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to council reports and business. Does any member of council have anything to report at this time? Hearing none. I believe, Madam Clerk, I haven't seen anyone else move forward, so I'm not sure we have any further citizen participation. Are there any council comments from my colleagues this evening? Wow. And we do not need to go into executive session. So is there a motion to adjourn the council meeting? A motion made by Mr. Fuller. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Thiemann. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you very much for coming.